Moncrief on News Talk.
If you've ever found getting a massage a little embarrassing, there may be a way around that. Get a robot to do it. Madeline Aguilar from The Guardian US has had exactly that. Madeline, good afternoon to you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, you're a huge massage fan, are you?
I love massages.
Okay,
they're the best.
Good. So you have something to compare it to. So mm-hmm. as opposed to the normal kind of procedure, you go in, you're greeted by... When you go in the door of this place, I assume there's a human being at reception who then tells you where to go.
Yeah, so you're greeted... So this company that makes these... AI massage tables has partnered with a number of spas and gyms across the US. So you're going to a regular spa. It's not like a special location. You go to a regular spa and the person at the front desk greets you. And when I went, she took me back to the special escape is what the company is called, to the special escape room. And that's where the massage table was.
Okay, escape room sounds more scary to me, so maybe a rebrand on that. Now, and as I understand it, what's weird about this is that in a normal massage, you take your clothes off, but in this, you take your clothes off, but then you put something on.
Yeah, they have what they call escape apparel. Again, maybe a rebrand, but it's a high compression shirt and leggings that you put on, and they say that these are supposed to help the machine sense your body and also prevent it from catching on any loose fabric.
Okay. And I assume they've been washed and everything.
I mean, one hopes.
Yes. And the robot really isn't like, it's not a thing that trundles in and says, I will massage you now. It's kind of like two arms around the side of a bed. Will that be correct?
Yeah. So it looks like a large padded massage table, and there's a bolster near the bottom where you elevate your ankles. And then just like a regular massage table, you lay face down on it. But what's different is below your face, there's a big screen, which is where you control your experience. And then on either side of you, sort of about the level of your chest, there are these large white plastic robotic arms. They look sort of like praying mantis arms, and that's what massages you.
Okay, and presumably you can say things like, I my shoulder is sore, or I have a sprain in my back, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you can control a lot of the experience. So you can control the pressure. You can choose. They have a number of different programs. So I did sort of their basic energizing one, they called it. But you can get something that focuses more on different areas. And then as it's going on, if you really like something that the robot is doing, you can press a little heart and it will remember that you really enjoy that part of the massage.
And the actual part that massages you, is it like a hand or what's it like?
No, it's I compared it to sort of little Dutch clogs. It's not totally round, but it's round at one end and sort of pointier at the other. But so the experience is much more like being massaged by sort of a fist or someone's elbow. It's not, you're not getting the precision of a person's fingers.
Yeah. And when it's moving, can you hear these mechanical limbs going, which I imagine wouldn't be that relaxing.
There, it's not that loud, I have to say, but the ends are warmed a little bit, which I think is good. You don't want them to be cold, but I also found it a little disquieting, personally.
Yeah. Is there any kind of button you can press when it inevitably tries to kill you?
Yes. So the woman, when she brought me back, she showed me how to work the screen. You can choose your music. You can choose your background video if you want one. And she also helpfully pointed out two buttons. One was just to call her from the front desk if I was sort of uncomfortable, but then there's an emergency stop button also, which everything stops and you can get away.
So as a massage fan, would you go back?
I think I would, possibly. It really doesn't compare. You know, when you get a massage from a person, they can massage your head and hands and you really can kind of tune out. It wasn't as good as that, but you know, if I were feeling really sore or something, they're not that expensive. You don't have to tip. I might go back.
Madeline, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Madeline Aguilar there from the US Guardian.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.